Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, and we've got a chance at tickets to see this awesome singing and instrumental group called Well Strung. They're at Vinegar Hill Music Theater this weekend, their holiday show. We were just down there to raise money for rescue pets on Saturday.
Yeah, it's an awesome spot.
Yeah, beautiful refurbed barn right in Arundel. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Okay, fill in the rest of the headline here. Italian man attempts to avoid getting the COVID-19 shot by getting a fake what?
Vaccination card?
That is the obvious guess, but believe it or not, it's not right.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Hi, Allie.
Hi there.
The Italian guy got a fake what?
Arm.
A fake arm. Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
That was your guess, Cal?
Yeah, because the vaccination card was too obvious.
Yeah. He wore a fake arm.
Wow.
Yeah. And believe it or not, the person giving him the shot, who's a medical professional, realized this arm doesn't seem real. Can you believe that? Well, listen, that ridiculous story scored you tickets to see Well Strung.
Yay!
Your tickets are for this Friday night at Vinegar Hill Music Theater. Have a great time.
Thank you.
I think they still have some seats available. We got a special section in the balcony for all of our winners.
Nice.
Like a VIP thing, which is pretty cool. But if there are seats available, you would find them at vinegarhillmusictheater.com. And we'll have more of those tomorrow. Yes, creative anti-vaxxer may have paid hundreds of euros for the silicone prosthetic, which he wore to the vaccine center in his area. And he wanted to get the green pass, which is the, you know, it's like the Italian equivalent of the vax card.
Yeah.
And the healthcare worker didn't notice anything was amiss at first, but then when she touched it, she's going to give him a shot. Of course, she touched the arm. She goes, something is odd.
It's cold and squishy.
And she said, can you please remove your shirt? And that was when he was outed.
Wow.
Yeah. She said she felt offended as a professional, saying the color of the arm made me suspicious. It was well made, but it wasn't the same color. She couldn't see any veins. First, I thought I made a mistake, that it was a patient with an artificial arm.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't. And he still still tried to get... After that, he still tried to convince her. This jerk.
Oh, my God.
Still tried to convince her. No, come on. Just give me the pass.
No.
Right? No, sir. Sorry.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, if you don't want to get the vaccination or for some reason you can't, you've been told by, you know, a medical professional that you can't, it's, you know, no judgment, okay? Mm-hmm. If you choose not to get it for reasons that aren't based on fact or science, then I have a hard time understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose not to get it, then you choose not to get it. But don't lie, because that's where you cross over to being a bad person.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're not going to get it, you're not going to get it. But if you lie about it, now you're putting other people's health at risk, and that's not right.
Yep.
You know, so this guy, it's like, really? Just get the shot. Just get the shot.
Put the fake arm away, sir.
Yeah. I love that he thought, aha, this will work. That reminds me, my family's Italian.
Yeah.
And my dad used to tell, my dad, where the Italian comes from, used to tell this Italian joke. And it could probably be, you know, a Polish joke or whatever your nationality is, so that, you know, you can always make fun of yourself. And he would tell this joke about the Italians getting jealous. Have I told you this one about the space race?
I don't think so.
I haven't told you. It's a good dad joke.
Okay.
Oh, how is it possible? I've left a dad joke untold to you, Kel.
Maybe you told me and I've just.
Well, you know, the Italians see, you know, the Americans are going up to space, the Russians, the Chinese. You know, now we've got Elon Musk, we got Jeff Bezos going up. So the Italians call a press conference and they say, okay, you know, forget about space. We are going to go to the sun. And there's a reporter who goes, excuse me, sir, I think that you'd burn up within like many, many miles of the sun. And the guy goes, no, well, we're going to go at night.
Okay.
There's my Italian.
Okay. Joke.